The new science of peak performance, Sammy O's breakthrough cognitive method. Step into the realm of peak performance with Sammy O as she unveils her innovative breakthrough cognitive method, offering a personalized approach, unlike generic one-size-fits-all technologies. Sammy's method revolutionizes cognitive enhancement by integrating what you would get from four specialized clinics into a comprehensive brain optimization plan. This method caters to individuals seeking enhanced attention, mood regulation, and overall performance. Through cutting-edge lab tests, advanced assessments, and tailored goal setting, Sammy's approach identifies and addresses the core issues behind disorders such as ADHD. Combining natural medicine, cognitive behavioral therapy, functional medicine, biofeedback, and neurofeedback, this method delivers a holistic solution based on 35 years of research and 18 years of practical application. Discover a new path to peak cognitive function and well-being with Sammy O's breakthrough method. Welcome to the Wellness Driven Life Show, where you're about to go on a wellness driven ride. I'm so excited to introduce our guest, Sammy O, a dedicated advocate for improving brain function, founded Health Optimizing Langley in her 2006 after experiencing firsthand the challenges of helping her son overcome ADHD. Through years of learning from global experts and conducting over 300,000 brain body scans, Sammy developed a breakthrough ADHD method. This innovative approach combines cutting-edge technologies with a holistic understanding of neurocognitive functions to address the root cause of symptoms. Sammy's passion for transforming lives drives the center's commitment to making a meaningful impact through warmth, empathy, and dedication. I am so pleased to help welcome to our stage Dr. Sammy. Welcome, Dr. Sammy.
Hi, April. Thank you for having me here today.
It's so exciting to have you. I mean, I've had a mouthful explaining all of the things that you do, trying to present the immense value that you bring to the world. And so this is going to be a great conversation. So let's get started by sharing a little bit more about yourself so the audience can get to know you more.
Yeah. First of all, as we had a little chat before the preparation that this is a very first interview, like live interview I am conducting in 25 years of my practice. I'm an extreme introvert. Also I have ADHD and I have a touch of Asperger's, that is autism spectrum. All of this together, I'm good at what I'm doing. But this kind of show has been very difficult. However, I felt really comfortable with you, April, and then I decided to come to this show. And today, this is what I do. So you allow me to kind of ramble whatever what I want to say. So I'm going. That's what exactly what I'm going to do. So today, before this show, I tried to make some points that like a lecture, and then I'm going to make it. But then, as you see that, I decided to make it empty because I just want to share my story and also my successes and the fails. And I want your audience, our audience today, is going to get something they can use in their cognitive performance or their children care after the show. I want to give you some value. And then I just want to free my, you know, spirit to share my stories. So April, you got to stop me. I can continue on and on and on. So you got to stop me, you know, if I'm not too much, okay? That's my, also my tendency with the ADHD and the Asperger's.
So, oh, Sammy, this is a perfect opportunity for you to be able to do that. And I love that you mentioned that. And it makes so much sense with all the accomplishments and, you know, the scientific mind that you do have to create a handful of notes. And I've talked to you a little bit about how this show is really very much about the story. It's a free flow of conversation between me and my guests. And I know that you're going to do fantastic. And that's really where, because we're doing these incredible things in the world, it's all stemming from the childhood experiences, the emotions that were brought to that. And so we create those things in order to show up so passionately in the world today.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I cannot be more passionate about what I do, because everything what I do now is a solution I was seeking in my childhood, my adult, my life, and then my children later on, and also looking at my family too. So since I was a child, I was odd, like a kind of odd bird that I never fit in. And it was difficult to make communication with the peers, and to the point that I developed certain skills to blind myself in a way so that I didn't see anyone, so that I pretended I was invisible. So without that kind of skills, it was very difficult for me to survive in the crowd. And I had no reason to be like that, because I had a loving parent, stable life, and I was really good at school. Anything that was doing it, you know, when you are, and I was a good child. It's considered as a calm, nice, and obliging. And, you know, I was considered as a good girl. And most of the time, I just wanted to stay away from any attention. That's why I just gave whatever, what do you need so that I can just give you, so that I can just leave. So that was, since I was a little, it was just very, very difficult to have normal communication, which I didn't know that what was normal. I just got the feedback from people that, Sam, you still didn't get it. And then I told you this, like, what was that? And how does it connect the dot? Such as that, go to post office, pick it up, then post office, pick up this. And then there's sequence, and it didn't make sense to me. But then I could do this study. Then I got into the schools, and, you know, it didn't even cost much time and effort for me. And then I could understand the theories and application, but I had such a hard time making the cashier, like lining the cashier and organizing, and I was clumsy. And then when I was young, my parents were concerned because I showed a sign of a mood dysregulation for no reason. And then they got me to the psychologist when I was like 12 years old, I believe, 12, 13. And then psychologist after psychologist after psychologist. And then my parents were dedicated to just see me happy. They didn't care so much of academic performance or whatever, because I didn't cause any trouble, because I like to be in my room, and most of the time I just took a walk and just had no friends or didn't understand much about a normal conversation. But my parents wanted to just make sure that I had the full potential, because they were concerned that if there is something going on. As I was seeing all these psychologists, whoever, and then doctors, and then, you know, they couldn't figure out exactly what was wrong with me. They tried to put me into depression, because I had a mood fluctuation, right? Depression was definitely one of the signs. Anxiety, yes, it was for sure. But then it was not exactly fitting in that diagnostic statistical manual category. So they couldn't. And I remember this one day, that was 15. My parents were persistent, right? Continuing on and on and on, and a weekly visit. And then I was, you know, compliant, right? Obliging. So wherever I went, I tried to follow the rules. Well, give me your rules so that I can follow. And then she typically her, she asked me the questions. I gave her the answers. And I could see that she's probably, you know, writing the pad, notepads are getting thicker and thicker and thicker over time. My mother was waiting outside. And about the 6 months, that's weekly. That's about 1 hour distance. And we need to go back and forth all this commute. And then about 6 months later, I asked the doctor that I still couldn't figure out why was I staying there for 6 months every week. My mom was paying like expensive, it was not cheap, one of the best in town. And then I asked the doctor that, so Dr. So-and-so, you've seen me for 6 months. I was 13. You've seen me 6 months once a week. And I see that your notepads are getting thicker and thicker and thicker. What's wrong with me? And she kind of was surprised, and I still remember that she was offended and she stopped seeing me afterward. I still don't know why. It was a genuine question. What was wrong with me? What's wrong with me? So are you going to here to fix me? And what's wrong with me? 6 months later, I see that your notepad is getting thicker and thicker, but I still don't know what's wrong with me. And then I felt bad for my mom waiting outside and all depressed look. And then I felt guilty. And That was my whole story until, I don't know, until for a long time. And then I had my son when I was 33, my daughter when I was 30 years old, and my son. And he started showing abnormal behaviors for sure. I was also already a doctor of natural medicine, biofeedback specialist, but I wasn't a mental health expert by then. But I did help with the ADHD and all of those, but my son was beyond my help. So that was noticeable by, he was a 5 or 6. By the way, just stop, pause a little bit. This talk, probably if you're a parent of any children with ADHD or Asperger's, autism, probably you get a lot of value out of this. If you're not a parent and you are watching this for the your own cognitive functions, you'll still get the value, because let me actually explain what's going on in the underneath of the root causes that may trigger your daily expressions and how you may approach that root cause that may solve the problem once and for all. I'm not saying curing, but I'm saying that there is a way you can tame the symptoms so that you can have a peak performance no matter what. So my story is long, because I can talk about my story all day long, every day, 1 week, because the suffering was so great. And my son, especially with my son, I thought I almost died from the stress, because he did have 5 labels from the psych department, ADHD, other things, and ODD, oppositional defiant disorder, that's oppositional, so like defiance, and then stress, and then other things, which I don't want to discuss now, because he's now 20 years old. But anyway, it's not a secret. So I was seeing 5.
I'm curious if I could just stop for just a moment. So you mentioned your son is much, much older now. Do you feel that, or I shouldn't say feel, has he grown out of some of those, especially like the defiance aspects? And I'm asking as a parent also, who's had a child that was immensely defiant as in her younger years. And what was fascinating about it was only at school. So she didn't, have any issues at home. And so when they kept telling me that she's having all these behavioral issues, I didn't believe them. So I'm just curious, as a question, like, did your son eventually grow out of things, even though, you know, as we age, we go through these different stages in life?
Short answer, no. No.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not. That is a reason why I've been obsessed and fixated on finding solutions
for 20
and I still have a sign of PTSD, meaning the flashbacks, all of those. I have some signs of PTSD whenever I think about the moment that I was trying to help my son 2-3 years with 5 specialists, including the best psychiatrist in town, the whole family horror there. This psychiatrist, a family, whole family is a psychiatrist specialized in ADHD and children, the whole family, generation by generation. She's 1.5 hours away from my home. I was going there once a week, twice a week for I don't know how many years. That's a dedication. Wow. That's like, and then psychologist, best psychologist. I already had some network, right? Because I was a doctor of natural medicine and I researched it and checked and interviewed. And if they didn't have opening, I used some kind of a back door and a pull so that please see my son. Otherwise, it is going to destroy me. Like that was my attitude, because help my son. Otherwise I'm going to get destroyed, because I couldn't see this happening. So yeah. He had a lot of issues. Violent. There's no single door that was staying functional because he destroyed all the doors.
Right, the house was destroyed.
I stopped changing the doors because there's no point. And then heating and all of those. And then he was. But what I saw is that he did try. I could see that he wanted to get better. This little boy as 9, 10, 11, he wanted to get better. There is something is happening inside him, and the psychologist, psychiatrist, and all special nutritionist and neuroeducation expert who we used to see three times a week. These five specialists, my whole week was appointment by appointment after appointment. But no one seemed to be able to help him. And then I started wondering, why? Again, the same idea that after 1 year, 1.5 year later, I started asking questions. I'm compliant, right? So I followed everything what they told me to do. And then what I realized about 1 year later, I was obsessed and I didn't think, and I just was focused on following the instructions and homework, right? And I realized that the more I see them, the more I have the homework. And then my burden was getting unbearably high. Like, how was I supposed to understand all of this and manage? And I was already a doctor, right? I had a patient care. So, like, and I realized, is it even doable? Is it even realistic that any parent can do this? And then they start contradicting each other. And when I bring that up, by the way, Dr. So-and-so told me this, and you are telling this. That's exactly contradicting. So, and then they didn't want to step in anyone's toes, right? And then, oh, by the way, then you decide. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to decide. I didn't want to decide, like, with my son and this expert, like, what was I supposed to do? That there's a reason I was seeing them, right? And then my son was getting worse and worse and worse to the point that we couldn't survive with the way how he was behaving. And then eventually the specialist recommended that maybe if there was any reason that means that maybe he can. And so he joined his father in Korea. So there are stories there. And then I got divorced also. Statistically, I didn't get the divorce because of my son. It is just a mutual agreement. However,
it's a lot of stress, though, like you said.
Statistics show that a family who has mood dysregulation, a cognitive disorder, the children tend to have a higher percentage of the divorce also because of the dysregulation spreads. So anyhow, after that point, so my son had to join my ex-husband in Korea, and we still live in Canada. And from that point on, you know, I told you that I have Asperger's, right? That is one of the reasons why I had all those irregular behaviors. There was nothing wrong with me. The point here is that there was never anything wrong with me. And all the time searching for what was wrong with me was wasted time, waste money, and adding extra unnecessary stress on myself, my parents. There was nothing wrong with me. I just had touch of Asperger's, autism spectrum, and ADHD. That's all I had. Once I realized that when I was 42, all my problems disappeared because root cause, I had the solutions. Yeah. But after my son left, I was searching these solutions after solutions and trying to figure out why no one was able to help because I chose my team, my son's team, well. They were still the best of the best.
And you were a naturopath, right?
I was a doctor of natural medicine.
Yeah, so you're already, as a parent, giving him everything in your power that you could possibly do for him as far as diet, overall well-being, environment, the amount of love. Yeah, so you, as a parent, truly have did everything in your power. And you mentioned, Sammy, that you felt you almost died because of the stress. Now, that's a real thing. And I want to shed some light on that because not many people really have the understanding. I used to say that stress is the number one killer. And, you know, that's all tied to emotion. And then that emotion is tied to the reoccurring thoughts, which create our belief system. And so all of those things lead to dis-ease, right? And so, Sammy, it doesn't surprise me that due to all of this immense amount of stress, and as parents, we care so deeply and we want to do everything and anything in our power, we will die for our children. And when that is not going for years and years on end, the way that it should be going and life isn't flowing fluidly, you know, then it's very stressful and is harmful on the body.
Thank you for saying that. That's exactly the summary of what usually I repeat to my clients, because all my clients, parents, none of them came to me. They cared about everything like academic performance and everything, but what really they cared is just they want to see their children thrive through life, whatever capacity they had. But they're very confused. So something that I want to share now, I want to share my tips or takeaways for the audience, because I'm mindful that this talk is not about just, you know, my story, but there is something I want to give you the value here, is that after the 20 years of my research on the about the brain, is that coming down to only four steps. If you do these four steps, you can help your children or yourself without damaging your health or without damaging your life purpose also. So number one is this. I want to actually quickly show you this. Is that hold on.
Present. You're going to share screen?
Yeah. So let me just quickly share my screen here.
Yes.
Share my screen. Let me just quickly share this, and I want to give you some idea what I'm trying to say. So this is my case study I was preparing here. So do you see my screen here?
Yes.
Okay. Just quickly, this is one of my scanner, because when children have a behavioral issues, or you adults have cognitive dysfunctions, whatever you want to call that, right? You got to really take a look at the hardware aspect. This one, you are looking at the gut. We have you heard the gut-brain connection? I guess you have, right?
Yes.
Okay, right. So that is it's really the truth. I've done more than 300,000 scans. And it really the truth. This is a extracellular, I don't want to go into too much detail, but this is a registered medical device, and they're checking the extracellular water and they're checking the function of the organs. When you look at this, when there is the gut, this is looking at the gut, liver, and all of those, you are supposed to look at the green. When you look at the red, that's extreme. And if this is the case, this gets into the nerve system here. Look at the nerve system. It can cause a sensory overload, and the sensitivity, and the stress, and the poor sleep, even if children may sleep, but they are not having the restoration, even digestion, or the heart, it can cause anxiety, it can cause all kinds of things. So when we have this kind of issues, and then, you know, it's this kind of issues, now how do I stop? Okay, this kind of issues, I'm seeing you here, is that just teaching yourself or your child that behave, even breathing, it's helpful though. But as you're teaching that some executive function technique or organization or calming and breathing and talk therapy or counseling, children can do, just like my son, he did try, but it's like a swimming against the current. It's too great to overcome by just willpower, which is already weak. Willpower is already weak. So we need to find out that if there is something going on inside the hardware aspect, it can be the gut. Typically the gut is one of the biggest. The second is that brain. If a brain has imbalances, such a brain site has imbalances, what happens is that brain is causing a wrong, the brain waves frequencies that is making dysfunctions. I'll give you one example. It's a research to prove that this is called F3 site, frontal F3 site. If this site is not organized in a way, and many children have this problem, then this causes decision fatigue. Whenever they need to make decision, it's difficult for them to make this. It's every time, every day, when there's small decisions, what do you want to eat? Which restaurant do you want to go? And then are you prepared for your exam? And then do you want to, what color is of your clothes? Every decision becomes very difficult. Then they learned something called learned helplessness. It's a secondary.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
So, and then it leads to depression. And proven by the research. So this depression or helplessness is a secondary from the decision fatigue. So if something like this is coming from the hardware, which is the hardware, these children, counseling, even sometimes nutrition or supplement, or sometimes a diet, or a parent, we have amazing parents committed, and they have done a lot of things. But if they didn't look at the brain side, often it's too difficult to overcome by the willpower, good heart alone. That is what happened to my son. Nobody looked at the brain itself. We just learned techniques, talking, and calming against his brain. Brain was wired the other direction, right? So that's number one. The second is that you gotta find out what is actually root cause. There are way to get the assessment. I cannot do it's already 40 minutes from the beginning, so our show. So I don't want to drag too much. But I'm opening the 9-day live workshop free. It's for free. Answer to probably thousands of my parents' clients' request based last 20 years for the first time ever. So it's starting from the May 13th. If you want to join, that would be great because I can give you more specific tips per step and how you want to do. I'm going to give you the tools, something you can utilize right away. So, I just want to go over what is important today. So hardware assessment is important. Second one is that the parents need to have absolute clarity of what you want to help your child. Is it, if you're confused, such as, my son he's violent in the punching and okay, and he seems to be confused sometimes, and he seems to be sad. Oh, okay, so he seems to be, so if you get all the external behaviors, it can drive you crazy. Like you don't get the rest. The parents become hypervigilant. You don't feel safe in your own house. They are all, if you just look at their behaviors, you're always reactive.
Yes.
You need to understand what are the root causes of this and separate them. So it's like when you're cooking, you don't want to mix everything into the one boiling pot, right? You got to have a salad that is just some oven. And you need to do the same when you are supporting your child or yourself. Those behavior belong to the different domains. Mixing the domains is very difficult to work on. And another tip is that don't just trust your doctors, because I'm the doctor too, but
and you're a doctor too.
But You know what? One of the biggest error, I tell this to all my clients, and this is conversation I had yesterday all day long from morning to, because we are in Canada, but we have a lot of clients coming from United States. And look at this, they have travel, and then we see them virtually, but they still come, and they look at the whole family trip and hotels, right? So when they come, what I discuss with them, the number one is that parents, you need to test your doctor. Do you know how? Get exactly what is a problem they are working on, how the success will look like based on the treatment, and how to evaluate. You have to have a very clear ideas. Otherwise, the more doctors you see, the more confused you can get, and then it becomes very vague. So I'm not saying that doctors are incompetent. I still trust the five doctors I saw with my son. They're still the best of the best. I couldn't find anyone better than them. But eventually, it's you as an adult audience or parents, you have to know. You have to know. And once you get the good target, the same as you're running your business, the same as you're running your battle, the same as you're planning your academic performance, it doesn't matter. The same. You got to have a blueprint. Stick with that. And just don't dabble around. Don't skip and jump in, because you got to choose the right target, how to work on, stick with that. And you need to know how to evaluate. So that is actually number second and third one. The first one is that test your doctor. But to test your doctor, because you are the only one who know more about your child than anyone else. I was the expert, even though I was not a psychologist or psychiatrist, right? And I never thought about questioning them, but you should. And then the fourth one is you have to plan your self-care. This is a marathon. If you are failing your self-care, you will not make it. I'm very blunt with this show. I'm very blunt because I really care, and I don't want you to go through what I went through during the my son. When I tried to help my son, my body was breaking apart, and then I developed autoimmune disorder that time. I'm still managing it. It's not something I can cure. And I knew that I was developing autoimmune disorder, but I couldn't stop because I couldn't stop supporting my son. And that was not in the right way, though. I could have been better if I knew what I know now, but I destroyed my health trying to do everything based on the chaotic, no plan. There was no plan. I just follow through whoever is saying, and just because they were expert. So self-care is important.
That's immensely, immensely vulnerable and so important. So Sammy, thank you so much for sharing that piece. We're going to move into our first commercial. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about that. So stay tuned. Are you ready to take control of your ride to wellness? Rev up with Driven Living. Visit www.drivenliving.com and buckle up for a journey. Get exclusive access to our Wellness Driven Life Show guest portal, where you can dive deep into the minds of our esteemed guests. Sign up for our newsletter and get insider scoops on these distinguished personalities. It's like having a backstage pass to their life-changing wisdom. But that's not all. You'll also receive a free hug. You heard me right, a free hug. An enlightening ebook from the Driven Living team. Discover the science-backed benefits of hugging yourself. It's a fill-up for your wellness tank. Because at Driven Living, we believe in fueling your journey to wellness, both physically and psychologically. So what are you waiting for? Visit www.drivenliving.com today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, everyone, here with Dr. Sammy today. Dr. Sammy, you have been immensely invaluable when you share all of your experiences. Very, very heartwarming. It's very vulnerable. It's very truthful. Being a doctor yourself, you're saying, listen, get more opinions and mostly listen to yourself and your own intuition. Mm-hmm. And really going deeper, learning to assess situations in depth to get to that root cause. And we learn a lot about that in business, don't we? If you go into the corporate arena, you learn about it in school, sometimes in colleges, they'll go into that aspect of really understanding how to get to the root cause of something. But when it deals with the heart and emotions, it can be extraordinarily difficult to know how to do that unless you've done some extensive training. And I say extensive training because you need to learn these things repetitively in order for them to be ingrained when you have emotional, time periods. Because when we come across those emotional time periods and our stress is high, we don't function properly. Our brains don't function, our bodies don't function, and decision-making can be extraordinarily difficult. So it's very important to have that repetitive piece of understanding something in order to be able to perform. And you are a peak performance expert because of all of this, Sammy. So that's really exciting. I want to dive a little bit further into that. But I also want to go back to some things that I heard you say, because you mentioned just having children and needing to make sure that you're listening to others and also taking care of yourself, and how that's immensely important, because your bodies will begin to just not be well. You'll get sicker and sicker. And you mentioned that you now have an autoimmune disease, and you were very well aware that you're getting sick and that you could come into disease, but you weren't willing to stop to continue serving your son. So I think that a lot of us do know that, but mm-hmm. we don't address it because we're so moving forward in the fast lane of life. We continue to do the things that are not healthy for us because we're stubborn, right? And we don't take the time to go within, to slow down, to listen to our bodies, and to heal ourselves. So let's dive into a little bit about what is it like? What have you learned about when we talk about self-care, about how to heal yourself? What is that like? Breath work, meditation, calming techniques. I would love to know your experience with this.
Parent, no parent. It's a two different world. So let's talk about the parents first. No parents first. I know that if I say it like this, then no parents have a little bit lighter burden. You may not feel that way, but parents are much more difficult. So if you're not a parent, one of the best way for you to have self-care is if I want to share this one thing, of course, drinking water, healthy eating, sleep well, and all of these are important, right? But if I give you just one thing, I believe you are watching this because there's some emotional dysregulation and a cognitive memory, inattention, hyperactivity, whatever you are going through, or depression, whatever you're going through, right? Something that's scientifically proven that can actually really, really help you. Noticeable difference within 21 days is that choose whatever you want to listen to. It can be a mantra or motivational talk or something you like, or you can record your own voice. Something you want to hear, keep listening, maybe throughout the day, or while you're working, like automatic, because meditation, all of those are very, very important, but everything here needs a lot of attention, energy. And my audience, usually they don't have that kind of attention, and it's difficult. What you can do is put the audio on, either YouTube on, and then repeat the same thing over and over and over. That voice gets into your brain waves, and it starts synchronize and break some patterns that your automatic thought. So when you start breaking your automatic thought, autopilot, negative thought patterns, if you want to do that by yourself, it's difficult. You need to make it happen. But doing this way, just repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating, it is getting into some of the brain waves so that it's breaking some of the stamping the ideas. So this is advice because a lot of 80% of my clients cannot do the meditation because they're too hyper. Attention. You need attention to do the meditation, right? So, and changing the lifestyle is difficult for my client. So you can do this. Anyone can do this. But you just need to keep repeating.
I want to stop on this for a minute because I love that you mentioned this. You're correct. It's repeating the same exact thing over and over and over. It's going to, you know, rewire that brain. And I really, really love, Sammy, that you mentioned recording your own voice. And so I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and that was something that we learned very quickly, is that when it's your own voice, it is even more sticky. It's even more powerful because that's like talking to your, you know, subconscious, and it's just really getting deeper in there.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for sharing that. So that was very valuable. Yes. For parents, adding to that, your own voice, but some, if you feel comfortable, your own voice is going to be much more powerful. But if you feel like very uncomfortable listening to your own voice, choose who you feel comfortable with and do it over and over and over and almost self-hypnotizing. And you got to break some of the patterns in the brain. This one, you don't need to pay attention so much because it's going to do that work for you, like treatment. Another one for parents, you have to do this. One is that you need to set certain time to worry about your child. Otherwise, you'll be obsessed. It literally is going to consume your 24/7. You will think about your child when you're in bed, before you close your eyes, as soon as you're waking up, and as soon as you open your eyes, you'll think about your child also. That's consuming you. No human brain can sustain that kind of pressure. So even with the love, that is a reason why you have to get the absolute clarity about what you're working on and stick with that and allow yourself worrying about one thing at a time. And then the rest, because you are helping your child one thing at a time, right? Forget about the rest. You just need to see measurable progress with one thing at a time. This is going to spread throughout the overarching improvement. You have to give yourself, from this time to this time, I worry about my son. I worry about my daughter, and forget about. You have to have a ruthless determination, discipline. This is discipline, because remember that you have your body to serve. Remember that you have your other family member to serve. You have other family member. You have a husband. You have a wife. You have your partner. You have other child. You have your life, and they need you too. You have to cut out how much time you're going to spend on your child who has a problem. That's critical. If I knew, again, what I know now, I wouldn't have developed autoimmune disorder, which I'm going to maintain for the rest of my life. It's painful.
Yeah. Well, Sammy, that's incredibly valuable to share that with us, because you're correct. And isn't it funny that we need to schedule time for ourselves and be consistent with that in order to really create change in our lives? But the way that we operate in this day and age is that everything is and does need to be scheduled. It's a very fast-paced world, and you're correct. The monkey brain will take over if we don't do that, and we don't start to create some buckets for those thought patterns to be put into in order to really be able to function properly in other areas of life. And as a parent, it's very, very difficult to stop thinking about your children. I remember that it's so easy because we want to protect, because we want to do everything, we want to shelter, we want to make sure that they don't experience life's harms and difficulties. But at the same time, one of the biggest lessons that I learned was that you do need to let go a little bit, because you cannot control everything. And they're on their own life journey, their own soul's journey. And they have to sometimes experience things in order to grow from them. And that is beyond your control.
Empowerment. Because by letting go, you are become more empowered. And also, you'll become more efficient.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Sammy, you have been involved in some of the most incredible research that this planet has seen. And so I feel like I'm talking to somebody who's so brilliant. Can you share with us a few things that you have learned that really stuck out to you, that really floored you during the experiment process, the findings that you had?
So what is the most neglected in psychiatry or the psychology, which is being commonly discussed by the peers and the doctors nowadays, is brain technologies and the neurotechnologies. I know that anyone who are listening to this, please take a look at April's show video with Lee Sidebottom from the NeuroTracker X. You are going to take a peek into that, what is possible with the neurotechnologies and also neurofeedback, and then those assessment. And there are many neurotechnologies that can non-invasive, by the way, not like a neural, they're non-invasive. So there are neurotechnologies proven that can literally rewire your brain to feel better and perform better. So there are so many things I don't know how to answer, but there are neurotechnologies. So NeuroTracker X, Lee Sidebottom, April show, please take a look. Another one is that you actually need to take a look at the advanced cognitive assessment that can almost open the vault of the brain, how it's working, and then you can find out more like a shortcut of what is the problem. So the clarity of the problem is going to produce the clarity of the treatment and interventions. So two things.
Wow. What is your experience, Sammy, with, so you talked a little bit about the gut. It's first the gut, then the brain. So these are all major organs in the body. What have you, what is your understanding when it comes to the heart brain connection? And is the gut really the number one brain first and foremost? So is it really the heart gut connection, or that doesn't make any sense? I know there's a lot of science behind that, but what is your experience and your findings when it involves the heart?
Speaking of the heart, gut is truly, because it's a brain is like a car and it needs fuel to go. And the neurotransmitter like serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, all of these are the fuel to drive the car. 80% is produced by the gut. How can it not be not important? So, but there are many, you know, ways to improve the gut health on even on the net. Most of them works. It's not really that difficult to really restore the gut unless someone has a chronic, some infections. But heart, you mentioned something really interesting, because heart rate variability, it's one of the innovative, the most proven science is also the heart rate variability. There are many things about the heart rate variability. There are many technologies. You can literally understand your whole function from the heart rate variability also. So that's one of the core. If you are a peak performance, I don't really recommend this so much for the parents because it's too much for them to do. But if you're an adult, getting into like a peak performance, master heart rate variability. If you try, you got to try a few different gears though, because don't stick to one gear. It's technologies. Just like you may not necessarily stick with one PC and one phone for a lifetime, right? You can try maybe a ring or the chest belt, which is a one of the highest, and also of course the HeartMath. HeartMath is one of the golden standard. Yeah, HeartMath. Yeah, so that's the $700-$500. It's so worthwhile investing. So those are the things. Open your mind for the technologies, and it comes a little bit of investment, but you are managing your performance for I don't know how many decades. It's coming. That's like a few hundred dollars is not really, that's just investment for your, you invest in your bags and shoes and clothes, right? So get a few gears and then see how your body works. You need to know how your body works and you need to know the baseline. So in a way, it doesn't really matter that much which device you are going to test. You just need to make a baseline that, and then you can perform based on that. I want to recommend Oura Ring. I like that. And HeartMath. And then those two I found very valid. There are many sports gears. I don't want to mention the names. I found them. They are massively often inaccurate. So Oura Ring, HeartMath, I validate.
I love that you say, I don't have experience with the Oura Ring though, although I've looked into it, but I love that you mentioned the HeartMath Institute. I had the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Roland McCratty, I think I'm saying that right. He is the head of the research department there and extraordinary company. And they're also in line with the Global Consciousness Project 2.0, which is all incredible research findings that I just love following. So I love that you mentioned that. Now, Dr. Sammy, all that said, with all of these different things that you can, you know, really understand your body more and like you said, build that foundation for taking care of yourself and investing in yourself, what are some of the things that you do on a daily basis where you invest in yourself for your overall well-being?
One of the survival, I believe, for everybody, even the ones who doesn't have a mental or a cognitive dysfunctions, is that you have to segment your day. It's too difficult to catch up the speed of the living. Segmenting meaning that certain in a house, certain area you may want to designate for your resting and restoration. So this area work, this area complete rest. And so it's almost like having the within one house. It doesn't need to be big. It's just even small corner is good enough. And then segmenting them, and like a Pomodoro, segmenting them and keep your routine, you know, separated from the other environment. So that is one of the best way you can actually practice. I'm not going to discuss too much about like eating and whatever is, this segmenting is one of the key point. You can see such a quick recovery. One last thing I want to share with you is that if you really care about the performance, focus not on the performance, focus on the recovery, restoration. Your quality of the recovery is going to determine your quality of the peak performance. So where are you? It's not about just when and how. You also pay attention to where are you going to have this restoration so that it becomes like automatic. Everything has to be automatic pilot, autopilot, automatic, so they can go into more subconscious mind.
So routines are really important.
Routines, yeah.
I love that. Oh my goodness. Sammy, you've brought a world of information to us today. Thank you so much. I want to make sure that everyone knows where to find you. So we have it displayed on the screen for those of you viewing. And for those of you listening in, www.breakthroughadhd.com. Check out her website. This is also in the description below. And not only, but Sammy mentioned it earlier, but she's got that 9-day workshop, right? That's coming up May 13th.
Live, yeah.
That is also in the description. So sign up for that. Learn even more. You can see that she's brilliant, has extensive knowledge on this and extensive experience. And I think that that is one of the key main ingredients with somebody who really has extensive knowledge because they've lived it, because they've experienced and they've gone through all the hardships. They've fallen down 1,000 times to get back up and figure out what works. And so, Sammy, thank you so much for being here on the Wellness Driven Life Show to share your story, your journey, your passion, and all the incredible things that you're bringing to us in this world.
Thank you for having me here today.
You are welcome. Now, I also want to mention to our audience that Sammy, you know, before we went live, you have offered something that is so extraordinary. I say extraordinary because I've interviewed a couple hundred people on this show, and nobody has offered the immense value that you're offering. So when we have three viewers that are watching this episode and that have a desire to learn more, a desire and need for an assessment from Sammy. And Sammy, I'm going to have you explain a little bit more about that, what you're offering. But those three people who leave a great comment on our YouTube channel and you share what kind of value, what were your biggest takeaways that you received from this episode, then you will receive a free assessment from Sammy. And Sammy, if you could explain a little bit more about that assessment.
So I want to offer the comprehensive assessment we actually do in our clinic for our client, our patient. So it depends on what is your key condition, but the assessment will include standardized psychometrics, which is a mental health assessment, which is your COG assessment, attention assessment. And then if there's a depression, anxiety, or whatever is going on, that we do those mental health screening assessment to get the baseline of where your mental health is at. And this one, you can actually submit it to your doctor, because we are coming from our clinic. Submit them to your doctor or whoever, or work or school, whoever you need to talk to. It has a lot of value. And also I can do the COG assessment if you are above certain age, above the 9 years old. COG assessment is going to dissect your brain function in a way that how this brain, whoever this brain may be, understand certain memory types or tension and space, and then even the understanding the words. So if you have inattention, hyperactivity, or memory problem, or maybe depression, then where it's coming from? How does that affect your performance? We can find out from this one. Another one is the neurovisual cognitive, which I just mentioned the NeuroTracker. I'm one of the experts in NeuroTracker that with the attention matter. So we can find out that if there is anything that's delaying for you to see something, and then there's delay to understand. So I can discuss a lot more about this assessment, but basically we charge about $2,500. It's a real value, and we are not cheapening this. The assessment, we'll do the full assessment for three audience from whoever is chosen by April. Happy to do that.
Wow! Can I be one of them? Oh my gosh, Dr. Sammy, that's incredible. So thank you so much for gifting that to our audience members. So grateful for that. Wow. And so again, find her information in the description below. Leave an incredible comment. Get that assessment. Be the first to it. And we are so glad that you watch the show. Dr. Sammy, it's been an immense pleasure to have you here on the Wellness Driven Life Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, April.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for our audience, for watching, for tuning in. Goodbye for now, and we will see you next time.